Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
It was kind of, you know, verticals. It went back to a play that they ran a couple of plays earlier. The one I actually got my hands on it, I guess they saw some. And we was in a cover three deep, and I was kind of overlapped to number two. I think the ball was overthrown, and I was able to make a tackle, but I saw the ball tip him, and I was able to get my hands on it. Well, we got to go back to film and watch it. We like to think we just made the best of the opportunity. They were there. He made a decision to throw the ball. You know, we was able to get our hands on the ball, make him feel a little bit uncomfortable in the pocket, and that's what we do. It starts with the rush and the cover. I had a good read on it, had a good break on it, and he threw it. I don't know what the receiver did because I was just playing the quarterback the whole time. He threw it. I had a good beat on it, and I was able to get my hands on it with nobody in front of me. Well, I know, you know, it's going to be on me. I'm going to be the leader in the group. You know, Peanut's still doing what he do from the sideline, even though he's not on the field. But, you know, it's just everybody have to step up and do their job. And Zach came in and played great. And that's all we can ask for each and every guy. Y'all safeties continue to play great. I was able to make a couple plays on the ball. But hopefully we get Peanut back soon as possible. It was big. It was big. We needed this. You know, you don't want to lose three straight. It's a bad taste. But just going into this long, you know, week we have, we needed that W. And to win at home, it's always good. So hopefully we can build off that.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.